Several speakers at Wednesday's Zoning Board of Appeals public hearing on the project attacked the Simonelli real estate plan as making the parking situation downtown worse. The complex would replace a 370-space surface lot between NFTA headquarters and the Central Library, and there would be no parking space for complex residents. The Green Code doesn't directly require parking spaces. Parking Commissioner Kevin Helfer says there is plenty of parking space, just not next to the front door, and he's adding more on the street.
At least 150 spots on the street in the near vicinity there within a 2 or 3 block walking area. The ramp adjacent to it, right now, Adam Ramp, does not have a waiting list. Does not have a waiting list. So if we have this huge parking problem that everybody is talking about, how come Adam Ramp has no waiting list? I was up on Adam Ramp every day for the last 2 weeks on the top floor. I could put in 50 to 75 cars in that ramp in a heartbeat.
The project is before the City Planning Board this afternoon, and the parking situation revolving around the complex will undoubtedly come up. When the project was first announced, it was very upscale housing with underground parking. As it shifted to affordable housing, the underground space went away. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.